the verdict of guilty to first-degree intentional homicide. Your verdict.
As Judge Patrick Taggart reviewed each juror's decision individually, Eric Hainsock watched quietly between his attorneys as his parents sat behind him, cringing. Sue Klang, widow of slain Weston High Principal John Klang, also listened, holding hands with her mother.
The verdict is the true verdict of the jury.
Earlier during closing arguments, Hainsock's attorney said the teens' actions of September 29th were reckless and even criminal, but they wanted the court to consider whether their client was guilty of first or second degree reckless homicide instead of deliberate murder. Attorney John Helen said Hainsock was a victim of torture, abuse, and ridicule, and had brought guns to his school as a way to draw attention to his plight.
Why would he kill Mr. Klang, who's his only person he can talk to, who's the only person that can help him get out of this environment that he's in? Desperate people do desperate things.
But prosecutor Patricia Barrett said anger had been stewing in Hainsock for several weeks prior to Klang's murder. She said that the students arrived with a deadly arsenal during the final days of homecoming, which he used without remorse.
It was first-degree intentional homicide. And you don't have to look only to his words. Judge says you look at his acts, what he was doing, what he continued to do.
There is no death sentence for a murder conviction in Wisconsin. Later this morning, Hainsock will likely be sentenced to life in prison for the death of John Klang. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.